Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for a show? A show that is unlike any other show that you're going to see on the World Wide Web. A podcast that is unlike any other podcast because it is hosted by the entrepreneur herself, the blogger, the marketer, the writer. Can you guess who that is? Now, if you've listened to other podcasts, you may want to stop for a minute and listen to this podcast. Why? Because what you're going to hear, what you're going to listen to is going to motivate you. It's going to educate you. It's going to inspire you to get up and do you. Listen to the Digital Vibe. Hey everybody, this is Annette Thomas, the founder of the Digital Vibe. I'm glad you could tune in and listen to the show and take time out of your busy Friday to listen to what we entrepreneurs enjoy doing and how we do what we do when we do it. Entrepreneurship is pretty cool. I mean, if it's something that you think that you might be interested in, you need to listen to this podcast, because I talk a lot about entrepreneurship as the professional side of it, because it is a professional side of it. But I talk about it also as a livelihood, as your passion, as something that you can enjoy, because it's actually both of those things. Because entrepreneurship is, it couples, for me as a holistic entrepreneur, it couples doing what you love with the potential for profit. So entrepreneurship is really defined as all about making a difference, making an impact with your ideas, your dreams, your visions, the things that you think about all day long, and putting it out there in the marketplace for a profit. Entrepreneurs are not starved. We're not that starving artist kind of people. You know, some people think, oh gosh, these entrepreneurs, what are they doing? How are they making their money? No, we are eating very well, thank you. And but we do it because we love doing it. And I did a recent podcast, and I kind of did one series where I talked about the profit side of entrepreneurship, and then I talked about the passion part, the holistic part, you know, the enjoyment of being an entrepreneur. And I talked about those separately. Then I talked about them together and how they blend together, because they are one and the same. They're supposed to be. And there are many entrepreneurs who just focus on the money side of things. And it's more than just about the money side of things. Because I there was a time when I started early on in my entrepreneurship journey, when I did this side of money and I pursued the money and I didn't do the other side of what it's about. And I was very stressed. I was very uncomfortable, as a matter of fact. But I learned something from that. I learned you just don't do this for the money. Now, there are a lot of entrepreneurs that you see, the top, you know, they're the top 40 or the top 100 millionaires and billionaires or whatever, and who are entrepreneurs today. And you always look at how they got their money started. How did they get started doing what they do? Now, I can tell my story about how I got started. And that's why I appreciate the journey of becoming an entrepreneur, because it wasn't the way that I started doing it. It wasn't about money, but I got so, you know, it's that thing, you get off the track a little bit. I got a little bit consumed with, you know, looking at other people and say, wow, they're making a lot of money. Okay, let me go out and make money too. So I did that, but I wasn't happy doing that because it wasn't my passion. So I had to get off of that, because that was a, you know, like a train wreck going nowhere fast. And I had to get off of that. And then I had to find me and find my passion. So when I started doing that and doing it that way, I find that the two sides of the coin, passion and profit, can coexist together. And they're supposed to, for a healthy entrepreneur. You know, if you only focus on the one side, then you're missing the other side. So, you know, I often blog, and so there, you know, so many bloggers, when we blog, we do a lot of things solely based on passion. We don't look at the profit side of anything. And I got my mindset out of that because I had to remember that thing and put in my mind, and that you passion, write what you're passionate about, yes. But if you want to make the money, your mindset has to change a little bit to a business side of it. So my mind, I have two separate minds and two separate type of entities living together and coexisting. And that's where passion and profit come together and combine. So that's one of the things that I had to get on a balance mode. I said, okay, I got this side. Now I got this side. Let's balance them. Here we go. And that's now, it really is the digital vibe. And, you know, when I see that show, when I see people that are listening to my show, it's incredible. Because I'm talking about what I enjoy talking about, and I'm making the money as well. So it's like that whole person, and not just part of me, but the whole person is coming into this whole thing and talking about it in a show and enjoying it. And that's like any profession. When you do something, the most important thing is to enjoy what you're doing, making the money, putting them things together, and making a difference out there. So that's a digital vibe. And that's why I enjoy doing this show. And each and every week, we're going to have so many different things that are going to be going on. And as a matter of fact, I had one person say, hey, how would you like to do an interview style podcast thing? And I said, okay, I'll give it a try. So I did that. And as a matter of fact, I didn't realize that would be my top downloading episode. You know, it turned out to be really cool. So I'm always in the mood for, you know, listening to variety and listening to different things that can get my show out there, because I'm a competitor too. I want my show to be hot. You know, I want it to be like unique and different and fresh and timely and relevant. So I'm always open. So for all of you guys out there listening to my podcast, send me some ideas so I can throw some of these back out there. Because I really am so pleased with hearing the feedback that you've been giving me. And if it's really doing something for you, let me know. Because I enjoy taking the time to do this and making a difference. And when I see that it's obviously making a difference in your life, then it gives me that energy to continue to do it some more and some more and some more. So I want to thank you guys for listening and tuning in each and every week to listen to my show. And tell all your friends. You know, you can tweet me, you can Google Plus me and do all the social media stuff, because it helps me to get my name out there. And I thank you for listening and support the show. Visit the website, support the show. You know, you're going to get a lot of goodies with that one too. So see you next time on the show, and I'll see you next Friday. And I hope you have a great week. This is Annette. See ya.